All right, let's find out what's happening in Maple's Repertory Theater. Artistic Director Todd Davison joins me now.
Well,
sounds like with the hours you've put in on this next show, it's aptly named the Drowsy Chaperone. Huh?
That's just the.
You look like you were dragging a little bit this morning.
That's part of the gig. So this is our third show for the summer, and by the time we get to the third show, all the crews have put up a lot of stuff, and everybody's dragging just a little bit.
Yeah.
But we open Friday, and this is a really special show. So I wanted to slip on and talk about it because it's a title that a lot of people don't know, The Drowsy Chaperone. But it is just the most darling little piece and so, so entertaining. If people will come out, I just know that they're going to really, really love it. It's very, very funny, and it's got great music, and our cast is just really, really top-notch. The show itself is kind of a show within a show where it starts with a fellow who's kind of reminiscing about his favorite musical, and it's this 1928 musical called The Drowsy Chaperone, which is a totally fictitious show, but that's sort of the show that he's remembering. And so because it's kind of seen through his eyes, sort of in his apartment, the show just kind of comes to life. He puts the record on his turntable, and then he just kind of imagines what all the characters are like. So there may be a little bit more outsized than real life might be. Everything's just a little bit heightened. And so it makes it for a really fun show to watch. It's the 20s, so there's lots of Charleston-y kind of music and dresses and all that sort of thing. But the show is sort of about getting ready for a wedding at this fancy estate, and there's the bride-to-be is a famous star who's giving up the stage so she can marry this tycoon, and the producer of her shows comes to try to stop the marriage. You know, he's going to do anything he can to make it so that she doesn't get married, so that she'll continue to be on any show, and so we get all this kind of show business numbers, and then there's also investors who are in the show. Investors in the show who also don't want to see her get married, so they send some gangsters in to try to stop the marriage, but they're posing as pastry chefs, so they try to slip in like the caterers for the wedding, but really they're trying to keep the bride and groom apart. So there's just lots of silliness, but it's really, really fun.
All right. Who's playing the lead? Who's got the lead roles in this?
So the bride and groom are played by a couple, one new person and one older person for us. The groom is played by Evan Gunter, who's brand new, so our audiences haven't really seen him before. He's from North Carolina and a really, really fun and handsome fellow, and his big feature is a tap feature. So he, the groom and the best man, have this tour de force tap dancing number that people are going to love. And then the bride is played by Kat Walker Hill, and she's been with us. This is her fourth contract. She played the lead in Arsenic and Old Lace, the young lady lead in Arsenic and Old Lace a couple years ago, and she played Bonnie in our Anything Goes last year. And her first show with us was Honky Tonk Angels. It was three women singing all the kind of country hits. So she really has a real broad range, and she's really fun to watch. Really lovely and great dancer and singer. And so she plays Janet Vandegraaff, the star who's giving up the stage for love. And actually, I play them character who kind of leads us through the story called Man in Chair. Doesn't really have a name. It's just this sort of fairly anonymous fellow who loves musicals, and so he puts this record on, and the story comes to life through his eyes. So it's really a fun role for me because you get sort of the MC of the evening and kind of leads you through the show, and so I've got lots of real good funny quips and things like that. So I think people are going to like that also. Right.
Is this a newer show?
It was in the 90s is when it came out. It won the Tony Award, I think, in like 2004 or 5. It was developed in Canada, actually, but totally made up, you know. So a bunch of people who were working in the musical industry thought, well, this would be fun to sort of do this little homage to the old style. You know, it looks like an old movie musical or a Busby Berkeley type of numbers. And so it looks old-fashioned, but it's got a real modern spin on it. Even the whole idea that we're kind of breaking the fourth wall and talking to the audience and telling about what's going on stage is kind of a modern conceit, only it's put onto this older style show.
All right, The Drowsy Chaperone opens this Friday at Maple's Repertory Theater. It's run through August 12th.
Yep.
And continuing, Tom, Dick, and Harry. You still got a few more shows there.
Yes,
right?
We do, through the 27th. So there's several shows left of Tom, Dick, and Harry, and people are really eating that up. There's one more person I should talk about, and that's the person who plays the drowsy chaperone.
Oh, well,
there
yeah.
is a character in the show called the drowsy chaperone, and she happens to be Man in Chair's favorite character, so that's kind of why she is sort of elevated in the piece. But Megan Opalinski is playing the drowsy chaperone, and this is her first season with us, but it's her third show. She played Rosie, one of the leads in Mamma Mia early in the season, and then she's playing the sort of boss woman in Tom, Dick, and Harry, who comes in and tries to keep everybody on task and is ineffectual that way. But she plays the drowsy chaperone in The Drowsy Chaperone, and this is the person who is the chaperone for the bride. So she's kind of the matron of honor, I guess, for the bride in the story. But she's just this kind of crazy character, and the person who she plays in the play within a play is called Beatrice Stockwell. She's a famous old star, kind of a Kate Smith sort of a character, who's beloved as she goes out and entertains the troops on the front lines and all this, but she's kind of beginning to fade in her popularity before she takes this role of the drowsy chaperone, while the bride, Jane Roberts, is in a rising star, and so there's some tension between the person who plays the chaperone and the person who plays the bride, the backstage tension in the show, and then it comes out in the numbers that they do together. Sometimes there's a little bit of a sort of tete-a-tete between them that's not so not always so positive. But Megan is really, really funny, and she has a humongous voice. She just like rattles the rafters, and in her number it's really, really great. People are going to love to hear her sing. She was very funny in Mamma Mia and good singer, but this is a totally different style.
Is it hard to follow the show within the show?
It is not hard. In fact, the character says it's not going to be hard to follow because the plot is pretty thin.
Yeah.
You know, it's really just all about the various different characters, and so you can easily tell what's going on.
Very good.
We'll help you with that. It will not be confusing to you.
The Drowsy Chaperone opens Friday night, 7:30. You can catch Tom, Dick, and Harry tonight, or today, actually. I think
nope,
you got it.
Nope,
is it? What
not
do you
today.
Got there? I was looking at a
not
schedule.
Not until Friday. Yesterday we had it.
Oh, that was yesterday. I'm sorry, I'm a day off.
Yep,
but
yep.
You have your children's programs on Wednesdays, right?
Yep. Starting at 10 o'clock this morning, we have Chicken Wars. This is on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings, we have kids' shows. They last about an hour, cost $5. And it's really a fun way to see theater because you're surrounded by young people, sometimes very young people, and they're just so fascinated by what's going on. So, you know, they might laugh at things that we wouldn't laugh at necessarily. But Chicken Wars that we have playing right now is a new piece for us that was written by Gene Fiquet and myself. It's sort of a sequel to a kids show we wrote last year with some of the same characters that are recurring again. It's about some chickens and the problems that they have when an immigrant goose and duck come get blown in by a storm into their farmyard and how they kind of assimilate new people. So you might learn a little something, but probably not.
Very good. Okay, so check out the children's shows on Wednesdays and Saturdays. What else should folks know about your summer schedule?
Well, the very last of the season in the summertime and also in the fall season, the last week of our seasons, we do a cabaret where we invite all the people in the company who have been there for that period of time to put on a show of kind of their favorite numbers. And especially the summer cabaret is a lot of fun because we have lots of energetic young people around, and usually there's some dancing and some stage numbers. And it's on a Thursday night, and the entertainment quality will be very high because these are really, really talented people. And they're singing jazz standards and comedy songs and favorite classic Broadway songs and like that. And so we really encourage people to come out to do that. And at the summer cabaret, traditionally is when we announce the 2019 season. So I'm also, while I'm working on The Drowsy Chaperone, I'm trying to put my finishing touches on choosing shows for the 2019 season. So hopefully on August 9th, Thursday night, when we have the summer cabaret, we'll be able to announce that.
So. Okay, something to look forward to.
Yep.
So August 9th for that. What
That's
was
correct.
The time on that?
It's a 7:30.
All right. Very good. So you can get the sneak preview that night as well. And then, of course, you have some fall and winter productions as well. Yep. We can talk about as we get closer. What about tickets? How can folks get tickets to a show at Maples Rep?
You can get tickets by, obviously, coming by the box office at the Royal Theater downtown in Macon. But it's easier, of course, for most people just to call 660-385-2924, and somebody there will help you. But you can also go online at maplesrep.com and just click right through, pick your seats, and pay right online. And so that's also a real slick way for you to do it. So online or in person or on the phone, all works. All right. And there are lots of tickets available for the Drowsy Chaperone. And there are 16 or 18 performances, so you've got plenty of time to see it all around all of your other fairs and all their summer activities.
Starts Friday night, 7:30. Todd, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
All right. Todd Davison, Artistic Director for Maples Repertory Theater, has been my guest on Quicks Land this morning.